Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and no news and views on this podcast right now, but we are reading chronologically through the Bible using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation, large print. If you guys have listened to me long enough, you know I'm blind as old bat. So I'm actually able to download it onto my iPad, so praise the Lord for that. So I'm back on the original microphone, not my Donner microphone that I used for the podcast, like the, you know, the Bible prophecy updates, but this is the one that I've been using here sitting in the recliner while we read through the Bible. The Letus microphone crashed and burned. I used it the last two episodes and it was terrible, sounded horrible. It is terrible. It's like it's not connecting. I don't know. It's picking up large amounts of background noise. And so it started out great. But boy, howdy, it didn't end great. We'll put it that way. So we will no longer be using that microphone. I bought it, because of my pastor. It came with two microphones and it sounded so good on all the videos that everybody did with them. And so I thought, oh, this is going to be great. So if one of them dies, you know, I've got a backup microphone, you know, those, because it came with the two. But I digress. That's not going to work out. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll continue using the one that we have here that the Lord has blessed us with. And I think that's going to, it'll be okay. So anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump back into the Word of God. We're on the 29th of March today. And we're marching right through March. So this is the land given to Joshua. And so we're going to pick up in Joshua chapter 19, verse 49 to 51. So may the Lord God bless the reading of his word. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation. For the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. The cities of refuge, Joshua chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed Moses. Anyone who kills another person accidentally and unintentionally can run to one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from the relative seeking revenge for the person who is killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment. He must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest, who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own home in the town from which he fled." The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer in the wilderness plains of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the territory of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly. The towns given to the Levites, Joshua chapter 21, verses 1 through 45. I'm going to take a sip of coffee here. Then the leaders of the tribe of Levi came to consult with Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders of the other tribes of Israel. They came to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us towns to live in and pasture lands for our livestock." So by the command of the Lord, the people of Israel gave the Levites the following towns and pasture lands out of their own grants of land. The descendants of Aaron, who were members of the Kohathite clan within the tribe of Levi, were allotted 13 towns that were originally assigned to the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The other families of the Kohathite clan were allotted 10 towns from the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The clan of Gershon was allotted 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh and Bashan. The clan of Merari was allotted 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites obeyed the Lord's command to Moses and assigned these towns and pasture lands to the Levites by casting sacred lots. The Israelites gave the following towns from the tribes of Judah and Simeon to the descendants of Aaron, who were members of the Kohathite clan within the tribe of Levi. Since the sacred lot fell to them first, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, along with its surrounding pasture lands, Arba was an ancestor of Anak. But the open fields beyond the town and the surrounding villages were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his possession. The following towns with their pasture lands were given to the descendants of Aaron, the priest: Hebron, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Libna, Jetir, Eshtemoah, Holon, Debir, Aon, Jutah, and Beth Shemesh, nine towns from these two tribes. From the tribe of Benjamin, the priests were given the following towns with their pasture lands: Gibeon, Geba, Anathoth, and Almon, four towns. So in all, 13 towns with their pasture lands were given to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. The rest of the Kohathite clan from the tribe of Levi was allotted the following towns and pasture lands from the tribe of Ephraim: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Gezer, Gibzaim, and Beth Horon, four towns. The following towns and pasture lands were allotted to the priests from the tribe of Dan: Eltekah, Gibeathon, Ayajalon, and Gath-Rimmon, four towns. The half-tribe of Manasseh allotted the following towns with their pasture lands to the priests: Taanach and Gath-Rimmon, two towns. So in all, 10 towns with their pasture lands were given to the rest of the Kohathite clan. The descendants of Gershon, another clan within the tribe of Levi, received the following towns with their pasture lands from the half-tribe of Manasseh: Golan in Bashan, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; and Be-Ashtaroth, two towns. From the tribe of Issachar, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Gishion, Deborath, Jarmuth, and En-Gannim, four towns. From the tribe of Asher, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Mishael, Abdon, Helkath, and Rehob, four towns. From the tribe of Naphtali, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Kadesh in Galilee, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Hamath, Dor, and Kartan, three towns. So in all, 13 towns with their pasture lands were allotted to the clan of Gershon. The rest of the Levites, the Merari clan, were given the following towns with their pasture lands from the tribe of Zebulun: Jokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalah, four towns. From the tribe of Reuben, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mephaath, four towns. From the tribe of Gad, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Ramoth and Gilead, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, four towns. So in all, 12 towns were allotted to the clan of Merari. The total number of towns and pasture lands within Israelite territory given to the Levites came to 48. Every one of these towns had pasture lands surrounding it. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them conquer all their enemies. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true. Territory for the Levites. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 54 through 81. This is a record of the towns and territories assigned by the means of sacred laws to the descendants of Aaron, who are from the clan of Kohath. This territory included Hebron and its surrounding pastures in Judah, but the fields and outlying areas belonging to the city were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So the descendants of Aaron were given the following towns, each with its pasture lands: Hebron, a city of refuge; Libnah, Jatir, Eshtemoa, Holon, Debir, Ain, Jutta, and Beth Shemesh. And from the territory of Benjamin, they were given Gibeon, Geba, Elamath, and Anathoth, each with its pasture lands. So 13 towns were given to the descendants of Aaron. The remaining descendants of Kohath received 10 towns from the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh by means of sacred lots. The descendants of Gershon received by sacred lots 13 towns from the territories of Issachar, Asher, and Naphtali, and from Bashan, area of Manasseh, east of the Jordan. The descendants of Merari received by sacred lots 12 towns from the territories of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel assigned all these towns and pasture lands to the Levites. The towns and the territories of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin mentioned above were assigned to them by means of sacred lots. The descendants of Kohath were given the following towns from the territories of Ephraim, each with its pasture lands: Shechem, a city of refuge in the hill country of Ephraim; Gezer, Jokmeon, Beth Horon, Ajalon, and Gath Rimmon. The remaining descendants of Kohath were assigned the towns of Aner and Bileam from the territory of the half tribe of Manasseh, each with its pasture lands. The descendants of Gershon received the towns of Golan in Bashan, in Ashtaroth from the territory of the half tribe of Manasseh, each with its pasture lands. From the territory of Issachar, they were given Kadesh, Deberath, Ramoth, and Anim, each with its pasture lands. From the territory of Asher, they received Mashal, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, each with its pasture lands. From the territory of Naphtali, they were given Kadesh in Galilee, Haman, and Kiriathaim, each with its pasture lands. The remaining descendants of Merari received the towns of Jokneam, Kartah, Rimmon, and Tabor from the territory of Zebulun, each with its pasture lands. From the territory of Reuben, east of the Jordan River, opposite Jericho, they received Bezer, a desert town, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mephaath, each with its pasture lands. And from the territory of Gad, they received Ramoth and Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, each with its pasture lands. So guys, I hope you're enjoying this as we travel through the Bible chronologically. And as I struggle to mention these names, I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness, I'm trying. But with that, guys, I hope you will join me, the good Lord willing, tomorrow, March the 30th, as we delve more into the Word of God chronologically. We'll be talking about the Eastern tribes that return home. That'll be in Joshua. And of course, they build the memorial. It says Eastern tribes build a memorial. What else? Joshua's final words to Israel. And so we'll delve into all this tomorrow if the good Lord wills it. And of course, the leaders buried in the promised land. So guys, I hope you'll join me for that tomorrow if the good Lord wills it. Later on today or tomorrow, I'm going to be reading through the Bible, probably in Luke. We'll talk a little bit about Luke, and we'll talk about Resurrection Sunday, and we'll just read through the events that's in the Bible. And we'll talk about that maybe later on tonight or tomorrow. And so, guys, with that, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And, oh, my goodness, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Folks, things are, they're getting deep in the weeds. Let me tell you, it's what we say here in Texas. Boy, you better put your boots on. All kinds of stuff is going on. We got April the 8th, we have the solar eclipse. And it creates, if you go back to the 2017 solar eclipse across the United States called the Great American Eclipse, and to the one that's going to happen on the 8th of April, it is 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days. It's going to cross 7 cities called Nineveh. The X is going to be over Rapture, Indiana, and Jonah. Folks, God is trying to get our attention, especially the United States of America. We need to repent as a nation, repent because judgment is coming. And he's trying to tell us, and you know, Jesus told us in the end days, and what did Jesus say? You wicked and adulterous generation, no sign will be given to you except for the sign of Jonah. It's pretty clear, folks. God is trying to get our attention. And so not only all of this is going on, they're going to reactivate CERN in the Hadron Collider on the 8th of April. NASA will be firing rockets into the solar eclipse. There is going to be so much stuff going. There's a national emergency declared in several states. National Guard has been called out. The governors of several states and here in Texas as well is telling people to get 2 weeks worth of food, 2 weeks worth of pet food, 2 weeks worth of water, 2 weeks worth of all this stuff. So do they know something that we don't know? Will the government take this opportunity to do something nefarious? Will the world take something? You know, who knows? Who knows? But God gave us these things to tell us, to prepare us, not to scare us. And if you go back to Genesis 3, God created the moon and the stars and the sun for signs and seasons. Signs and seasons is what they were created for. And it's just like Jesus said, no sign will be given to y'all except for the sign of Jonah. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm not definitely, absolutely not saying that the rapture is going to happen during this time. I am not saying that. Absolutely not. I'm just saying things are pointing towards the tribulation so fast. And the whole entire reason that I started doing this podcast, I started doing any of this, was number one, to glorify my Savior, Jesus Christ, to glorify God, and to just let people know the truth. And I wanted to use headlines and things that were happening to point people back to the Bible, to point people back to the truth. And that's the reason I started doing this. That's the reason that, you know, I thank God put it in my heart to write those books, to do the podcast, to do all of this stuff is just to glorify God and just to bring as many people back to the Bible, back to Jesus, back to Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit as possible, to get the word out. Just, you know, just any way that we can, anyway, whatever you can do to tell people about Jesus and to tell people about what's coming. Because it is coming, you guys. The tribulation is coming. It is going to come. So it's not when this happens or if this happens or whatever. Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, lift your head up high because your redemption draws near. So we know all these signs and events have begun to happen. And Jesus said, I come quickly. Quickly I come. These things will happen quickly. And so, Daniel says, travel become to and fro and everything will explode and everything is going to go faster and faster. And when Jesus said quickly, is tachos. That's where we get the English word tachometer. And you know, I have a Honda. I have a Toyota van now too, but I mean, my Honda, my little Del Sol, we like to rev that, you know, our tachometers, you know, we like to rev that revolutions per minute, you know, no red line, but we like to get close. But anyway, that's what that signifies. That's where we get that. That's where we get our word tachometer from. So when you hit that gas and you see that tachometer shoot up to 8,000 revolutions per minute, that's what Jesus means when he says, I am coming quickly. These things will happen quickly. So folks, be on guard. Be on guard. What did Jesus tell us to be doing? Watching and waiting and loving his appearing. That's what we are to do as Christians. And we are to encourage one another, trust me, I know a lot of folks suffer. A lot of people have things that they go through. And I long for the Lord Jesus to come and take us home. And I do. I long for that every day. And it's easy to get discouraged. I know I'm not just blowing smoke, you know. I know it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get bogged down. It's easy to let the cares of this world weigh us down. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. And if we do, we need to repent and to ask Christ to help us. Just to help us. He promises to never leave us nor forsake us. Greater is he that is in us, which is the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world. And so we shouldn't, you know, trials and tribulations are going to come, Jesus said. I mean, we're promised that. And so it's how we react to them. It's how we react to them. And I'm talking to myself too. Things you know, things don't always go the way we want. Sometimes, you know, the Apostle Paul had a thorn in his side, and I know some of y'all have that same thorn like I do. Well, we don't, you know, we all have one. You know, yours may be different than mine, but we each have one. And, you know, it's all of, you know, we just got to keep picking up our cross daily and following Jesus and just being thankful for the Lord God and just being thankful for Jesus Christ and his grace and his mercy and his tremendous love for us and compassion. Because he lived, he was all man and all God, Jesus did. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, lived the perfect sinless life that we, you and I couldn't live. Because there's no way we could save ourselves. But Jesus did. Jesus came because he loved us that much. And so, you know, we need to remember that. If you haven't watched my pastor Randy's latest teaching, it was last Sunday. It's on our YouTube channel. That is New Hope Fellowship River Road. You guys can go and catch it there. Or you can go to our website, which is newhopefellowshiprr.org. And you can watch it there as well. You can actually catch it on our Facebook page as well, too. But he talked about that. He talked about the resurrection of Lazarus. And, of course, the Greek word. I can't think of it right now. I can't think of it. But anyway, it means like when Jesus, it says Jesus wept. And when he saw Mary and them crying, you know, and grieving over Lazarus, that he groaned in his spirit, you know, it said he was moved in his spirit. And it's that word in Greek. It means like deeply groaned and even angry, you know, about that. He was angry. And we think, you know, because of sin and what the consequences of sin are. But he came that we wouldn't have to die. I mean, now, you know, we're not going to go to hell. Now, physical death, yes, our physical body will die, but our spirit will live forever. And you're going to make the choice you make today is you will either live today here or you will live, you know, you're either going to live in heaven or you will live in hell. You know, it depends on that choice that you make right now. You either choose the Lord Jesus Christ and put your faith and your trust in him and the work that he did on the cross and that God raised him 3 days later from the dead, or you reject Christ and go to hell forever. And so I pray that today is the day of your salvation, that you ask Jesus Christ to save you. You repent of your sin. You ask him to forgive you. You follow him. You put your faith in Jesus Christ and the work that he did on the cross. He took God's wrath upon himself so that we wouldn't have to. And just know that he was in the, you know, he died. And he rose 3 days later. God raised him from the dead. Now he ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of the throne of God. And so I just pray that today you will make that decision today. Not wait another moment. But with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. And so get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, may God bless each and every one of you. May he give you boldness to continue preaching and teaching in these end days. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all so much for listening.